This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 421 for Thursday, June 4th. I'm Phil Frantz-Workington. The ICE Futures canola market is holding on to small gains, Thursday morning taking some direction from Chicago soybeans. Canola is up by $1 to $4 now, July up $4 at $464.90 per ton. Early weakness in the Canadian dollar was also supportive, although the currency has shown considerable strength over the past week, which does cut into crush margins. Excessive moisture in parts of northern Alberta and Saskatchewan continues to delay seeding operations in the region. That's keeping some weather premium in canola. However, conditions do remain relatively favorable in the eastern prairies. A softer tone in Chicago soy oil also pressured values. In Chicago, soybeans, corn, and wheat are all higher, with some of the biggest gains this morning in beans. The July contract up 12 cents at $8.69 per bushel. Weekly U.S. soybean export sales of about 1.1 million tons of old and new crop business combined came in at the higher end of trade guesses. That provided some support, with talk still circulating the market that China may be looking to make more purchases. Corn also benefited from solid demand, with the July contract up 5 cents at $3.29 per bushel. The USDA reported weekly U.S. corn export sales of about 650,000 tons. That was up by about 50% from the previous week. Speculative short covering contributed to the gains. Wheat, it's higher with dryness concerns in Europe and the Black Sea region once again at the forefront. Chicago up 11 cents in July at $5.23 per bushel. Kansas City 12 cents higher in the July contract at $4.70 per bushel. And Minneapolis spring wheat up 5 cents at $5.25 per bushel. The USDA reported weekly U.S. wheat export sales of about 600,000 tons of old and new crop business combined. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Thursday morning, June 4th. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Frantz-Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.